The Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right. By Atul Gawande. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right by Atul Gawande is a book about the power of checklists to help people achieve success in complex tasks. The book begins by discussing the importance of checklists in aviation, where they have been used for decades to ensure safety and accuracy. Gawande then goes on to discuss how checklists can be used in other areas, such as medicine, construction, and finance. He argues that checklists can help people to focus on the important details and to avoid mistakes. He also explains how checklists can be used to improve communication and collaboration between teams. Gawande then goes on to discuss the challenges of implementing checklists in different contexts. He argues that checklists must be tailored to the specific task at hand, and that they must be kept short and simple. He also discusses the importance of training and practice in order to ensure that checklists are used correctly. He also explains how checklists can be used to improve communication and collaboration between teams. The book then goes on to discuss the potential of checklists to improve the quality of care in the medical field. Gawande argues that checklists can help to reduce errors and improve patient outcomes. He also discusses the potential of checklists to improve communication between medical teams and to reduce the risk of medical errors. Finally, Gawande discusses the potential of checklists to improve the quality of life in other areas, such as education, business, and government. He argues that checklists can help to ensure that tasks are completed correctly and efficiently, and that they can help to reduce the risk of mistakes. He also discusses the potential of checklists to improve communication and collaboration between teams. The Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right is an inspiring and thought-provoking book about the power of checklists to help people achieve success in complex tasks. Gawande argues that checklists can help to reduce errors and improve patient outcomes, and that they can help to improve communication and collaboration between teams. He also discusses the challenges of implementing checklists in different contexts, and the potential of checklists to improve the quality of life in other areas. The book is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in improving their performance in complex tasks. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The checklist, summarizing the idea that a simple checklist can be used to improve the quality of complex tasks, this book explains how to create and use checklists to ensure that important steps are not missed. Main idea number 2. Complexity, exploring the complexity of modern tasks, this book explains how checklists can be used to break down complex tasks into manageable steps and ensure that all important steps are completed. Main idea number 3. Aviation, drawing on the example of aviation, this book explains how checklists have been used to improve safety and reduce errors in the aviation industry. Main idea number 4. Surgery, exploring the use of checklists in surgery, this book explains how checklists can be used to reduce errors and improve patient safety. Main idea number 5. Implementation, exploring the challenges of implementing checklists in complex tasks, this book explains how to create and use checklists to ensure that important steps are not missed. Main idea number 6. Communication, exploring the importance of communication in complex tasks, this book explains how checklists can be used to ensure that all team members are on the same page. Main idea number 7. Leadership, exploring the role of leadership in implementing checklists, this book explains how leaders can create an environment that encourages the use of checklists. Main idea number 8. Culture, Exploring the Importance of Culture in Implementing Checklists, this book explains how to create a culture that encourages the use of checklists. Main idea number 9. Mistakes, exploring the role of mistakes in complex tasks, this book explains how checklists can be used to reduce errors and improve safety. Main idea number 10. Training, exploring the importance of training in implementing checklists, this book explains how to create and use checklists to ensure that all team members are properly trained. Main idea number 11. Adaptability, exploring the importance of adaptability in implementing checklists, this book explains how to create and use checklists that can be adapted to different situations. Main idea number 12. Accountability, exploring the role of accountability in implementing checklists, this book explains how to create an environment that encourages accountability and responsibility. Main idea number 13. Technology, exploring the role of technology in implementing checklists, this book explains how to use technology to create and use checklists. Main idea number 14. Measurement, exploring the importance of measurement in implementing checklists, this book explains how to measure the effectiveness of checklists. Main idea number 15. Feedback, exploring the role of feedback in implementing checklists, this book explains how to use feedback to improve the effectiveness of checklists. Main idea number 16. Standardization, exploring the importance of standardization in implementing checklists, this book explains how to create and use standardized checklists. Main idea number 17. Simplicity, exploring the importance of simplicity in implementing checklists, this book explains how to create and use simple checklists that are easy to understand and use. Main idea number 18. Flexibility, exploring the importance of flexibility in implementing checklists, this book explains how to create and use checklists that can be adapted to different situations. Main idea number 19. Collaboration, exploring the role of collaboration in implementing checklists, this book explains how to create an environment that encourages collaboration and teamwork. Main idea number 20. Reflection, exploring the importance of reflection in implementing checklists, this book explains how to use reflection to improve the effectiveness of checklists. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right by Atul Gawande, is a book that explains how to create and use checklists to ensure that important steps are not missed when completing complex tasks. The book outlines the idea that a simple checklist can be used to improve the quality of complex tasks and provides guidance on how to create and use checklists to ensure that all important steps are taken. It also provides examples of how checklists have been used in various industries, such as aviation, medicine, and construction, to improve the quality of complex tasks. The book also discusses the importance of creating checklists that are tailored to the specific task at hand, and provides advice on how to create effective checklists. Finally, the book provides guidance on how to use checklists to ensure that all important steps are taken, and how to use checklists to improve the quality of complex tasks. Main idea number 2. The Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right by Atul Gawande, explores the complexity of modern tasks and how checklists can be used to break them down into manageable steps. The book explains how checklists can help to ensure that all important steps are completed, and that nothing is overlooked. It also examines how checklists can be used to improve communication between team members, and how they can be used to help teams work together more effectively. The book also looks at how checklists can be used to help people stay focused and organized, and how they can be used to help people stay on track and avoid distractions. Finally, the book looks at how checklists can be used to help people stay motivated and productive, and how they can be used to help people stay on task and achieve their goals. The Checklist Manifesto is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to better understand the complexity of modern tasks and how to break them down into manageable steps. It provides a comprehensive look at how checklists can be used to improve communication, organization, focus, motivation, and productivity. By using the strategies outlined in the book, readers can learn how to use checklists to their advantage and make sure that all important steps are completed. Main idea number 3. Aviation is a prime example of how checklists can be used to improve safety and reduce errors. In the early days of aviation, pilots had to remember a vast array of information and procedures in order to fly safely. This was a daunting task, and mistakes were common. In the 1930s, however, the aviation industry began to use checklists to ensure that all the necessary steps were taken before takeoff. This simple tool has been credited with saving countless lives, as it ensures that pilots don't forget any important steps. The Checklist Manifesto explains how checklists have been used in the aviation industry to reduce errors and improve safety. It also explains how the same principles can be applied to other industries, such as healthcare, to improve safety and reduce errors. Main idea number 4. The Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right by Atul Gawande explores the use of checklists in surgery. Gawande argues that checklists can be used to reduce errors and improve patient safety. He explains that checklists can help to ensure that all the necessary steps are taken during a surgical procedure, and that all the necessary equipment is present. He also explains that checklists can help to ensure that all the necessary safety protocols are followed. Gawande argues that checklists can help to reduce the risk of medical errors, and can help to ensure that the best possible care is provided to patients. He also explains that checklists can help to ensure that all the necessary steps are taken to prevent infections and other complications. Finally, Gawande argues that checklists can help to ensure that all the necessary steps are taken to ensure the best possible outcome for the patient. Gawande provides numerous examples of how checklists have been used in surgery to reduce errors and improve patient safety. He explains that checklists can be used to ensure that all the necessary steps are taken during a surgical procedure, and that all the necessary equipment is present. He also explains that checklists can help to ensure that all the necessary safety protocols are followed. He also explains that checklists can help to ensure that all the necessary steps are taken to prevent infections and other complications. Finally, Gawande argues that checklists can help to ensure that all the necessary steps are taken to ensure the best possible outcome for the patient. The Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right by Atul Gawande is an important book for anyone interested in exploring the use of checklists in surgery. It provides a comprehensive overview of how checklists can be used to reduce errors and improve patient safety. It is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about the use of checklists in surgery. Main idea number 5. The Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right by Atul Gawande is a book that explores the challenges of implementing checklists in complex tasks. It explains how to create and use checklists to ensure that important steps are not missed. The book provides a comprehensive overview of the benefits of checklists, as well as the potential pitfalls. It also offers practical advice on how to create effective checklists and how to use them in a variety of contexts. The book also examines the psychological and organizational aspects of using checklists, and provides examples of successful implementations. Ultimately, the book provides a comprehensive guide to using checklists to improve the quality of work and reduce the risk of errors. The book is divided into 3 parts. The first part provides an overview of the history and benefits of checklists, as well as the potential challenges of implementing them. The second part focuses on the practical aspects of creating and using checklists, including how to design effective checklists and how to use them in different contexts. The third part examines the psychological and organizational aspects of using checklists, and provides examples of successful implementations. Throughout the book, the author provides practical advice and examples to help readers understand the benefits and challenges of using checklists. The Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve the quality of their work and reduce the risk of errors. It provides a comprehensive overview of the benefits and challenges of using checklists, as well as practical advice on how to create and use them effectively. The book is an essential guide for anyone looking to make the most of checklists in their work. Main idea number 6. In the Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right, Atul Gawande explores the importance of communication in complex tasks. He explains that checklists can be used to ensure that all team members are on the same page. By providing a clear and concise list of tasks that need to be completed, checklists can help to ensure that everyone is aware of their responsibilities and that nothing is overlooked. This can help to reduce the risk of errors and ensure that tasks are completed efficiently and effectively. Furthermore, checklists can help to foster collaboration and communication between team members, as they can provide a platform for discussion and ensure that everyone is working towards the same goal. Gawanda also explains that checklists can be used to help teams stay organized and focused. By providing a clear structure and timeline for tasks, checklists can help to ensure that everyone is aware of their deadlines and that tasks are completed in a timely manner. Additionally, checklists can help to ensure that tasks are completed in the correct order, which can help to reduce the risk of errors and ensure that tasks are completed efficiently. Overall, the Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right, provides an insightful look into the importance of communication in complex tasks. By exploring the use of checklists, Gawanda explains how teams can stay organized and ensure that tasks are completed efficiently and effectively. Furthermore, checklists can help to foster collaboration and communication between team members, which can help to ensure that everyone is working towards the same goal. Main idea number 7. Leadership plays a critical role in the successful implementation of checklists. Leaders must create an environment that encourages the use of checklists and provides the necessary resources and support for their use. Leaders must also ensure that the checklists are used properly and consistently, and that they are regularly updated and improved. Leaders must also be willing to listen to feedback from those using the checklists and make changes as needed. Finally, leaders must be willing to take responsibility for the success or failure of the checklists and be willing to make changes as needed. The Checklist Manifesto by Atul Gawanda provides an in-depth exploration of the role of leadership in implementing checklists. It explains how leaders can create an environment that encourages the use of checklists, how they can ensure that checklists are used properly and consistently, and how they can take responsibility for the success or failure of the checklists. It also provides practical advice on how to create and use checklists, and how to make sure that they are regularly updated and improved. This book is an invaluable resource for any leader looking to implement checklists in their organization. Main idea number 8. In the Checklist Manifesto, Atul Gawanda explores the importance of culture in implementing checklists. He argues that creating a culture that encourages the use of checklists is essential for their success. He explains that checklists are not just a tool for efficiency, but also a way to ensure that everyone is on the same page and that all necessary steps are taken. He emphasizes that checklists should be seen as a way to improve safety and quality, not just as a way to save time. Gawanda also explains that checklists should be seen as a way to empower people, not just as a way to control them. He argues that when people are given the opportunity to use checklists, they become more engaged and more likely to take ownership of their work. Finally, Gawanda emphasizes the importance of creating a culture of trust and collaboration, where people are encouraged to speak up and share their ideas. By creating a culture that values checklists, organizations can ensure that they are used effectively and that everyone is working together to achieve the best possible outcomes. Main idea number 9. In the Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right, Atul Gawanda explores the role of mistakes in complex tasks and how checklists can be used to reduce errors and improve safety. He argues that checklists are essential for ensuring that complex tasks are completed correctly and efficiently. Gawanda explains that checklists can help to identify potential problems before they occur, and can be used to ensure that all necessary steps are taken in order to complete a task. He also discusses how checklists can be used to improve communication between team members, and how they can be used to ensure that everyone is on the same page. Finally, Gawanda explains how checklists can be used to improve safety in the workplace, and how they can be used to reduce the risk of errors and accidents. By exploring the role of mistakes in complex tasks, Gawanda provides a comprehensive look at how checklists can be used to improve safety and reduce errors. Main idea number 10. Training is an essential part of implementing checklists. Without proper training, checklists can be ineffective and even dangerous. In the Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right, Atul Gawande explains how to create and use checklists to ensure that all team members are properly trained. He emphasizes the importance of training in order to ensure that checklists are used correctly and consistently. He also explains how to create checklists that are tailored to the specific needs of the team and the task at hand. Gawande explains that training should be comprehensive and ongoing. He suggests that team members should be trained in the use of checklists, as well as in the specific tasks that the checklists are designed to help with. He also emphasizes the importance of providing feedback and support to team members during the training process. This helps to ensure that everyone is on the same page and that the checklists are being used correctly. Gawande also explains that training should be tailored to the individual needs of the team. He suggests that teams should be given the opportunity to practice using the checklists in a safe environment before they are used in the real world. This helps to ensure that everyone is comfortable with the checklists and that they are being used correctly. Overall, the Checklist Manifesto provides an in-depth look at the importance of training in implementing checklists. It explains how to create and use checklists to ensure that all team members are properly trained. It also emphasizes the importance of providing feedback and support during the training process. By following the advice in this book, teams can ensure that their checklists are being used correctly and consistently. Main idea number 11. Adaptability is an essential component of successful checklist implementation. Checklists are designed to help people remember important steps and processes, but they must be flexible enough to be adapted to different situations. In the Checklist Manifesto, Atul Gawande explains how to create and use checklists that can be adapted to different situations. He emphasizes the importance of understanding the context of the situation and tailoring the checklist to fit that context. He also explains how to create checklists that are simple and easy to use, yet comprehensive enough to cover all the necessary steps. By understanding the importance of adaptability and creating checklists that can be adapted to different situations, people can ensure that their checklists are effective and useful. Gawande also explains how to use checklists to improve communication and collaboration between team members. He emphasizes the importance of creating checklists that are easy to understand and use, and that can be adapted to different situations. He also explains how to use checklists to ensure that everyone is on the same page and that all the necessary steps are taken. By understanding the importance of adaptability and creating checklists that can be adapted to different situations, teams can ensure that their checklists are effective and useful. Adaptability is an essential component of successful checklist implementation. By understanding the importance of adaptability and creating checklists that can be adapted to different situations, people can ensure that their checklists are effective and useful. The Checklist Manifesto provides an invaluable resource for understanding the importance of adaptability and creating checklists that can be adapted to different situations. By understanding the importance of adaptability and creating checklists that can be adapted to different situations, people can ensure that their checklists are effective and useful. Main idea number 12. The Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right by Atul Gawande explores the role of accountability in implementing checklists. The book explains how to create an environment that encourages accountability and responsibility. It looks at how to create a culture of accountability, how to measure accountability, and how to use checklists to ensure accountability. It also examines how to use checklists to ensure that everyone is held accountable for their actions. The book provides practical advice on how to create an environment that encourages accountability and responsibility, and how to use checklists to ensure that everyone is held accountable for their actions. The book also looks at how to use checklists to ensure that everyone is held accountable for their actions. It examines how to use checklists to ensure that everyone is held accountable for their actions, and how to use checklists to ensure that everyone is held accountable for their decisions. It also looks at how to use checklists to ensure that everyone is held accountable for their performance. The book provides practical advice on how to create an environment that encourages accountability and responsibility, and how to use checklists to ensure that everyone is held accountable for their actions. The Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right by Atul Gawande is an essential read for anyone looking to create an environment that encourages accountability and responsibility. It provides practical advice on how to create an environment that encourages accountability and responsibility, and how to use checklists to ensure that everyone is held accountable for their actions. It is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to create an environment that encourages accountability and responsibility. Main idea number 13. In the Checklist Manifesto, Atul Gawande explores the role of technology in implementing checklists. He explains that technology can be used to create and use checklists in a variety of ways. For example, technology can be used to create checklists that are tailored to specific tasks, allowing for greater accuracy and efficiency. Technology can also be used to store and share checklists, making them accessible to a wider range of people. Additionally, technology can be used to track the progress of checklists, allowing for greater accountability and transparency. Finally, technology can be used to automate certain aspects of checklists, such as reminders and notifications, making them easier to use and manage. By exploring the role of technology in implementing checklists, Gawande provides a comprehensive guide to using technology to get things right. Main idea number 14. In the Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right, Atul Gawande explores the importance of measurement in implementing checklists. He explains that measuring the effectiveness of checklists is essential for ensuring that they are successful. Gawande argues that checklists are only effective if they are used correctly, and that measuring their effectiveness is the only way to ensure that they are being used correctly. He also explains that measuring the effectiveness of checklists can help identify areas where they are not working and can be improved. Finally, Gawande emphasizes that measuring the effectiveness of checklists is an important part of ensuring that they are used to their fullest potential. Gawande explains that measuring the effectiveness of checklists can be done in a variety of ways. He suggests that one way to measure the effectiveness of checklists is to track the number of errors that occur before and after the implementation of the checklist. He also suggests that measuring the time it takes to complete tasks before and after the implementation of the checklist can be a useful way to measure its effectiveness. Finally, Gawande suggests that measuring the satisfaction of those using the checklist can be a useful way to measure its effectiveness. Gawande's book provides a comprehensive look at the importance of measurement in implementing checklists. He explains why it is important to measure the effectiveness of checklists and provides a variety of ways to do so. By exploring the importance of measurement in implementing checklists, Gawande's book provides valuable insight into how to ensure that checklists are used to their fullest potential. Main idea number 15. Atul Gawande's book, The Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right, explores the role of feedback in implementing checklists. He explains that feedback is essential for improving the effectiveness of checklists. According to Gawande, feedback helps to identify areas of improvement and to ensure that checklists are being used correctly. He also argues that feedback can help to ensure that checklists are being used to their fullest potential. Gawande explains that feedback should be used to evaluate the effectiveness of checklists and to identify areas where they can be improved. He suggests that feedback should be collected from both users and observers of the checklist. He also recommends that feedback should be collected on a regular basis to ensure that checklists are being used correctly and that they are meeting their intended goals. Gawande argues that feedback is an important tool for improving the effectiveness of checklists. He explains that feedback can help to identify areas of improvement and to ensure that checklists are being used correctly. He also suggests that feedback should be collected on a regular basis to ensure that checklists are meeting their intended goals. Main idea number 16. Standardization is an important part of implementing checklists. Standardization ensures that all members of a team are on the same page and that everyone is following the same process. Standardization also helps to reduce errors and improve efficiency. In the Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right, Atul Gawande explains how to create and use standardized checklists. He explains that checklists should be designed to be simple and easy to use, and should be tailored to the specific task at hand. He also emphasizes the importance of testing and refining checklists to ensure that they are effective. Finally, he stresses the importance of training and educating team members on the use of checklists to ensure that they are used correctly and consistently. Standardization is a key factor in the successful implementation of checklists. By following the guidelines outlined in the Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right, teams can create and use standardized checklists that are tailored to their specific needs. This will help to reduce errors, improve efficiency, and ensure that everyone is on the same page. Standardization is an important part of creating and using checklists, and is essential for successful implementation. Main idea number 17. The Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right by Atul Gawande explores the importance of simplicity in implementing checklists. The book explains how to create and use simple checklists that are easy to understand and use. It emphasizes the need for checklists to be concise and straightforward, so that they can be quickly and accurately used in a variety of situations. The book also provides examples of successful checklists that have been used in a variety of industries, such as aviation, healthcare, and construction. It also provides guidance on how to create effective checklists that are tailored to specific tasks and contexts. Ultimately, the book argues that simplicity is key to creating effective checklists that can help people get things right. Main idea number 18. Flexibility is an essential component of successful checklist implementation. In the Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right, Atul Gawande explains how to create and use checklists that can be adapted to different situations. He emphasizes the importance of having a checklist that is flexible enough to be used in a variety of contexts, and that can be modified as needed. He also explains how to create checklists that are tailored to specific tasks, and how to ensure that they are regularly updated to reflect changes in the environment. Gawande also discusses the importance of having a checklist that is easy to use and understand, and that can be quickly accessed when needed. Gawande's book provides a comprehensive overview of the importance of flexibility in checklist implementation. He explains how to create checklists that are tailored to specific tasks, and how to ensure that they are regularly updated to reflect changes in the environment. He also discusses the importance of having a checklist that is easy to use and understand, and that can be quickly accessed when needed. Additionally, he provides guidance on how to create checklists that are flexible enough to be used in a variety of contexts, and that can be modified as needed. The Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right, is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to create and use checklists that are flexible and effective. By exploring the importance of flexibility in implementing checklists, Gawande provides a comprehensive overview of the key elements of successful checklist implementation. This book is an essential resource for anyone looking to create and use checklists that are tailored to specific tasks, and that can be quickly accessed when needed. Main idea number 19. Collaboration is an essential part of implementing checklists. In the Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right, Atul Gawande explains how to create an environment that encourages collaboration and teamwork. He argues that collaboration is essential for successful checklist implementation, as it allows for the sharing of ideas and the development of a shared understanding of the checklist's purpose. He also emphasizes the importance of communication and feedback between team members, as well as the need for clear roles and responsibilities. By creating an environment that encourages collaboration, teams can ensure that checklists are used effectively and efficiently. Gawande also explains the importance of involving stakeholders in the development of checklists. He argues that stakeholders should be consulted throughout the process, as they can provide valuable insights into the needs of the organization and the potential challenges that may arise. He also emphasizes the need for collaboration between different departments, as this can help to ensure that the checklist is tailored to the specific needs of the organization. Finally, Gawande stresses the importance of ongoing evaluation and feedback, as this can help to ensure that the checklist remains effective and up to date. Main idea number 20. The Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right by Atul Gawande explores the importance of reflection in implementing checklists. Reflection is a powerful tool that can help to ensure that checklists are used effectively and efficiently. Reflection allows us to pause and consider the implications of our actions and to identify potential areas of improvement. It also helps us to recognize when we have made mistakes and to learn from them. Reflection can help us to identify areas where checklists can be improved and to ensure that they are used in the most effective way possible. By taking the time to reflect on our use of checklists, we can ensure that they are used to their fullest potential. Reflection can also help us to identify areas where checklists are not being used effectively. By taking the time to reflect on our use of checklists, we can identify areas where they are not being used to their fullest potential. This can help us to make changes to our checklists, or to create new ones, in order to ensure that they are used in the most effective way possible. Reflection can also help us to identify areas where checklists are not being used at all, and to take steps to ensure that they are implemented in the future. The Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right by Atul Gawande, provides an in-depth exploration of the importance of reflection in implementing checklists. By taking the time to reflect on our use of checklists, we can ensure that they are used to their fullest potential and that they are used in the most effective way possible. Reflection can help us to identify areas where checklists are not being used effectively and to take steps to ensure that they are implemented in the future. By taking the time to reflect on our use of checklists, we can ensure that they are used to their fullest potential and that they are used in the most effective way possible. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.